Hello again, night people. And you're tuned, of course, to Night Call tonight. And our guest, well, is going to be you, because our topic is why are we thankful? And we invite you to join us here at Night Call and express your opinions. We've been having a little bit of problems with our telephones this evening, but we've got the telephone company working on it, and we can receive calls at the station. And in a few moments, we think we'll be able to get them out over the air without too much difficulty. So while we're waiting for that to be cleared up, I think we'll take a station break now. Remember, you're tuned to the Night Call Network.
This is Night Call, where you participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Host Russ Gibb will return in 70 seconds with more Night Call.
Look, I'm quite self-sufficient. I made myself what I am, thank you.
But don't you think all of us occasionally could use a little divine or...
Gee, I gotta run. Here's my card, anyhow. I'm a vice president now.
Well, good.
Yes, indeed.
But your name, it's just penciled in here.
Well, there's a big turnover in personnel. You know how it is.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just about how it is in life, isn't it?
Pardon?
We're all just penciled in.
Where'd you get the idea you could make it all by yourself? Doesn't it get a little lonely sometimes out on that limb without him? It's a great life, but it could be greater. Why try and go it alone? The blessings you lose may be your own.
The preceding was presented by the United Presbyterian Church. This is Night Call, and here is host, Russ Gibb.
Hello again, night people, and welcome to Night Call. Our topic tonight, why are we thankful? And we invite you to join us here in Night Call and express your opinions as to why you're thankful this Thanksgiving evening, and also maybe reminisce a little bit about some old-time Thanksgivings that you may have had. And, of course, we'd like your comments here at Night Call. Now, it's very easy to call us. Our lines are open, and we invite you to join us here. Just give us a buzz at area code 313-846-6601. And remember, gentle people, you may call from anywhere, collect. You may reverse the charges. Please make that call station to station. Our night call number, area code 313-846-6601. And if you get a busy signal, please do not become discouraged. Just hang up and dial us again, and you'll eventually get through. We have a caller standing by in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Mrs. Rose McNamara. Good evening, Mrs. McNamara. You're on night call.
Good evening.
Your comment, please.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that we have much to be thankful for this Thanksgiving Day. Last Thanksgiving Day, I was home on crutches and flat on my back in an automobile accident.
Well.
But thank goodness everything has worked well today.
And did you have the family over?
No, my family is in Ohio and Pennsylvania. I'm quite a ways from home.
Did you have a chance to maybe talk to them today on the telephone?
I beg your pardon?
Did you have a chance maybe to talk to them on the telephone today?
Well, we were going to call them tonight, but we couldn't get it at the time we placed the call, so we'll probably call them tomorrow.
Well, maybe you can send them a Thanksgiving wish right over the Night Call Network, if you'd like.
Yes, I wish all the family back in Ohio and Pennsylvania a real happy Thanksgiving. I hope they had one. I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they did, and I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Well, thank you very much, and I enjoy your program every night.
You're very kind.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Mrs. Rose McNamara, lady in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And let's go now out to Denver, Colorado again, a listener on KTLN. And I think this is a lady, Mrs. Marie Vanderpool. Good evening, Marie. You're on Night Call, ma'am. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Turn my radio down right quick.
Okay, we caught you.
Is that enough for you?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll tell you one thing. You know what? I got a lot to be thankful for.
Well, what are these things you're thankful for?
I got all my health. I've all my old teeth. I'm 60 years old. Have two grown children. And I have an old car. And let me think what else. Now, this is all what I'm thankful for. I expect it's what we're thankful for. But anyway, I expect my children are thankful, too.
You sound like a very spry gal for 60.
And I watch after a few sick folks, and let's see, and I'm just as happy as if I had good sense, and I better not talk any longer to you, sir.
You're making quite a list there, you know.
If it ever was, all these KTLM people are all my friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just yak up a storm all the time.
You call them quite frequently down there.
And, you know, this good old city of Denver, you know, we haven't had any snow or rain or anything else. But one of these days, man, we're really going to get it.
Well, you know, I got to confess.
I've been in Colorado since 1917 in Denver, and so I thought you'd be glad to hear from me.
Well, listen, we're always pleased to hear from Denver, and of course the listeners on KTLN. It's a great station, and I got to confess to you that this year was the first year that I was not out in Denver to spend my summer vacation. The last 5 years, I've been out there for at least a week. And know your city well and that area of the country. And it's a beautiful area, and I think you guys can just sort of be thankful that you live in such a beautiful city, one of the cleanest cities that I've ever been in.
Well, it's real nice, but I'll tell you one thing, sure and certain. We had some awful stinking weather, but right now we don't have such stinking weather, but, oh, we'll have some again.
Well, I guess you got to take the good with the bad, don't you think?
Oh, I tell you, oh, it's just lovely. I just love to see you there, namely.
Well, I want to thank you for calling Night Call, Marie.
And I thank you, too, for talking to me.
And happy Thanksgiving to you. This is Marie Vanderpool, a lady from Denver, Colorado, listening on KTLN. And our topic tonight is, why are we thankful? And we might change that to, why are you thankful this Thanksgiving Day? You can call us here at Night Call by dialing area code 313-846-6601. Now, you may dial us direct. And if you wish, you may make that call collect. You may reverse the charges. So let's hear what you're thinking about this Thanksgiving evening. Let's go out to Torrington, Wyoming now. Listener on KGOS, Mr. Gary Glenn. Good evening, Mr. Glenn. You're on Night Call, sir. Your comment, please. Hello, Gary?
Yes?
Your comment, please.
I would just like to say that I think we have very many things that we should be thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day. But I do believe that too many people don't think it as a day to be thankful.
What do you mean by that, Gary?
I think they take it just as a day for a holiday and where the family gets together. And too many kids think it's just a day out of school instead of a day to be thankful for what they have.
You think we've lost the real meaning, then, of Thanksgiving?
Pardon?
You feel that we've lost the real meaning of Thanksgiving?
Well, I think so in a more or less way because too many people don't be too thankful for what they do have. And although they do get together and celebrate the holiday, I think the actual meaning, which is really supposed to be contained on this day, has been lost, yes.
Well, how would you go about remedying this, Gary? What would you suggest that we could do to bring the deeper meaning of Thanksgiving back into the holiday?
Well, I think possibly that it could be stressed more that we should be thankful on this day, and possibly to advertise it more that it is a day to be thankful for the things that the Lord has given us, and we should pay a little more attention to what we have.
Gary, do you feel that we should be pious about the holiday, though? In other words, do you feel that it should be devoid of fun, Thanksgiving?
Do you feel we should avoid what?
Do you feel that it should be devoid of fun, Thanksgiving?
Well, no, not necessarily that. I do believe this is good, but I think that the more religious point of view should be stressed a little bit more in it.
I see.
One should be more thankful to God for what he has. More than just a day for kids to get out of school and not having to go to work, and just a day for the family to get together and have a lot of fun. I think this is good also, but it is also good for you to realize that this is the day to be thankful and to give thanks to God for what you have.
Well, Gary, I thank you for your comments. They're most interesting.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, sir, Mr. Gary Glenn. Gentleman from Torrington, Wyoming, listening on KGOS out in the big sky country out in Wyoming. That's beautiful country out there, too. I'm looking at my engineer now, and he's shaking his head in agreement. Have you been out to Wyoming, Tom?
No.
You haven't been out there. Okay. Okay, let's go now. And I'm confused on this one because our guest's name is Mr. Phil Tacey, and he's listening in New Hampshire, but he's got down KTLN, which is in Denver. Now, I'm wondering about that. Hello, Phil?
Hello.
Where are you located, Phil?
Keene, New Hampshire.
You're in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I just barely hear you, though.
And I wonder what station you're listening to.
One in Denver, Colorado, I think.
No kidding.
KTLN or something like that.
KTLN, right. That's one of our stations out there. We're also on WBAL out your way. Out in Baltimore.
I just barely hear you. It's a little hard to understand, so I thought I'd call up and tell you that I was receiving you up here very well.
Well, that's interesting to know. How'd you spend your Thanksgiving, Phil?
How'd I spend it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. How did you spend your Thanksgiving?
Just average, you know.
Well, what's just average?
But I had a comment on Thanksgiving I'd like to express. Thanksgiving is just one of the many happening holidays. Everybody says you just get out of work on Thanksgiving. Well, I'm a teenager, like myself. I'm 17 years old. What I think of Thanksgiving, I think is more superior to what some people's opinion might be. Thanksgiving to me not only is the fact that the pilgrims came and all this stuff, you know, but that I'm living in a country where I can say what I want and do what I want without any fear of anybody interfering with what I feel. In other words, I'm happy and grateful that I'm living in America, which was the real cause of this, you know, of Thanksgiving anyway, really.
Right. I think we all feel this, and I know many times on this show, Phil, I hear a lot of opinions that I don't necessarily agree with as an individual, but I come off the air and say, thank God, you know, that we can express our opinions freely. And it does make a difference. I guess this is why we are a great country. We all have our own opinions, but in the long run, when it comes right down to the wire, we're all Americans. And this makes for a real great country. May sound corny, but I feel the same way as you do, Phil, about this freedom that we have here. And I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Okay.
Good night, sir.
My sister wants to know what time it is there.
It's about 26 minutes now. I'm looking sideways at the clock. About 26 minutes after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
Good night, sir.
Bye now.
I don't want to confuse people. That's out here. We're in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Of course, out in Denver, it would be what? About after 12. And then further out, of course, after 11. I think that's right. Now, I may be confused, and somebody will straighten us out. In fact, we've got Sergeant John Riley, who's out in Denver, Colorado now, listening on KTLN. And I guess John will be able to tell us what time it is out in Denver. Hello, John. Good evening, and welcome to Night Call. Hello, Sergeant.
Hello.
Your comments.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I can't hear you so good.
Well, we've had a little difficulty with our telephones tonight, and we had a power failure, a momentary power failure at the station, just about airtime, which sort of panicked us. But we're thankful we're on the air again. John, why are you thankful this Thanksgiving? You're in the hospital.
And also,
well, I want to thank you for your opinion, John. Yes, sir. Not well, but I can barely. I can just make you out, John.
I can't hear you at all.
Well, I think maybe we better terminate this call and see if we can get a better connection on in a few minutes. John, thank you for calling Night Call. Over in Vietnam, I think that's a good idea. And John, thank you very, very much for calling Night Call. Good night, sir. Well, our topic on Night Call is, why are we thankful? And we're inviting you to be our guest tonight and express why you're thankful this Thanksgiving evening across America. If you'd like to send some Thanksgiving wishes to some of your friends in some other places in the United States, well, give us a buzz. Now, it's easy to call us. Just dial area code 313-846-6601, and you may dial us direct. Now, if you wish, you can make that call collect. You can reverse the charges. Now, here's the number. If you got a pencil, jot it down. Area code 313-846-6601.
we invite you to join us here on Night Call. Our topic, Why Are We Thankful? You're tuned to the Night Call Network.
This is Night Call, where you participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Host Russ Gibb will return in 70 seconds with more Night Call.
Well, I can't this Sunday. I'm playing golf, and the following Sunday I promise to take the kids to the beach.
Uh-huh.
Man's got to spend some time with his kids, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Besides, we seem to get along just fine without church. You know, it's up to the individual. Gee, look at the time. I got to run. But anyhow, we'll trot along to church one of these days.
Uh-huh. Well, how about 2 weeks from Sunday?
Oh, I never planned that far ahead. 2 weeks, the whole world could blow up by then.
That's right.
Where'd you get the idea you could make it all by yourself? Doesn't it get a little lonely sometimes out on that limb without him? It's a great life, but it could be greater. Why try and go it alone? The blessings you lose may be your own.
The preceding was presented by your Council of Churches. This is Night Call, and here is host, Russ Gibb.
Our Night Call topic tonight, Why Are We Thankful? We might change that to Why Are You Thankful? And if you'd like to express your opinion on Night Call, give us a buzz at area code 313-846-6601. And during the break, we were discussing why we were thankful, and the telephone operator leaned over and said he was thankful that somebody left some of the white meat for him, because he'll be coming in late to have his Thanksgiving turkey. Is that right there, boy? Okay, well, I guess that's something to be thankful for, too. Let's go out now to Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLN, Miss Frances Carroll. Good evening, Miss Carroll. You're on Night Call. Your comments, please.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you don't like turkey, I take it.
Is that there are no foreign troops on this fine soil, the United States of America. That's what I'm thankful for.
Well, that's something that I think all of us are thankful for, too. Yeah, that's sea ration.
Not all the boys in the service had a certificate in Vietnam.
Yes, I'm aware that some of the boys that were in the front line, they had sea rations, which I don't know if you've ever had sea rations, but I have. And it's not quite the same thing. But do you feel bad about those people that did have turkey and did enjoy themselves here?
No, but they stressed it. All I could talk about was that they overate. They had three helpers. Seven of us could have raised you all day. That's all I could talk about.
It was about eating.
Not one of them said, they thank God that there are no foreign troops on our soil taking over like Hitler and the others did. That's one thing we Americans should be thankful for. But I've never heard anybody mention it, have you?
Well, I'm not sure whether I understood your last comment, Frances. Frances? Hello?
I can't hear you very well.
I know we're having telephone problems, and I'm hoping that the new equipment, which I understand should possibly be in the studio here in about 2 weeks, will solve this.
Your voice sounds like you're whispering. I just can't hear it.
Yes, it's very difficult for me to hear tonight, too. We had a power failure, and this may possibly be one of the reasons why the telephone is still not up to what we would like it to be tonight, but Frances, I want to thank you for your opinion, and thank you for expressing it on Night Call.
Yes, thank you.
Good night, ma'am. A lady who reminds us that we're lucky that we do not have foreign troops stationed here in the United States, and also that maybe we should give pause when we think about the guys in Vietnam who are fighting for us and allowing us to have the type of Thanksgiving that we're celebrating tonight. Let's go out to Grand Junction, Colorado now, a listener on KTLN, Mr. Ed DeVolt. Good evening, Ed. You're on night call. Your comment, please.
Hello there. How are you doing today?
Real fine, sir. Outside of the telephone being a little bit hard to hear people on.
Yeah, I noticed some of the people calling in there are having a great difficulty there. There's quite a hum on the line.
Yes, it's just one of those nights, I guess, Ed. Ed, your comment.
In fact, I can't hear you too well. You're very weak, but I did, my wife was helping you listen to your program last night. I enjoyed it very much.
Well, thank you.
Thanksgiving.
You had the whole family.
Along with that, we had our nephew. He just joined the Navy. He got out of boot camp. And his grandmother with him. They happened to be together. I went down to pick up his mother in Los Angeles. And we drove up and came to Arizona and brought him up to arrive here last night.
Well, that sounds like a real interesting Thanksgiving. The young man that just got out of the Navy, I'll bet he's sort of glad that he was home for Thanksgiving. Sometimes we take it for granted, you know, our country. We just sort of assume that it's always been this way and it will always be that way without any effort on our part. And yet, I think if this day reminds us to maybe say every day how lucky we are to be Americans, it's serving its purpose very, very well. Ed, I want to thank you for calling Night Call, and happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
Thank you very, very much.
Good night, sir. Gentleman from Grand Junction, Colorado, listening on KTLM. And we have a lot of callers for Denver tonight. I think you must be putting out a real good signal, I would say, from KTLM tonight. Let's go to Denver again, to Mrs. Susan Anderson. Good evening, Mrs. Anderson. You're on night call, ma'am. Your comment, please.
I'm so very glad tonight I let you know that I am thankful.
Yes, ma'am.
Day because 12 years ago, I had a very, very serious operation at Denver General Hospital, and they pulled my bed over in the corner for me to die, and the Lord let me live, and I'm so glad to be here to help enjoy this Thanksgiving.
Well, I think that's
praise
a real...
President for the precious boys on the battlefield, pray for Mr. Eisenhower and all of you men that are in authority. And I'm so glad, and I appreciate the program very much.
Well, thank you for your kind comments, Mrs. Anderson. And good luck to you, ma'am. Good night. Mrs. Susan Anderson, a lady from Denver, Colorado. And she's thankful that she's alive today because evidently several years ago she had a bad operation and was given up for dead. Yeah, I guess health is something that all of us can be thankful for. Let's go out to Baltimore, Maryland now. Listener on WBAL, Mr. Fred Jones. Good evening, Mr. Jones. Welcome to Night Call. Hello, Fred. Your comment, please. Well, I think we've lost Fred there. Hello, Fred.
Oh, boy, you were awful low there.
Yes, we're having telephone problems tonight. Fred, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Your comment, please.
Yeah, this is Fred Jones. We're calling in from Baltimore and listening to you on... Hello?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Fred.
Okay, very fine. Well, now we got the picture here.
Yeah, you're on a tape delay.
We just have one thought that we would like to get across. The fact that we're all sitting here more or less enjoying our Thanksgiving evening. And there's only one thing for which we really should be thankful, and it's a small fact here that we have the facility of being appreciative of what we do have. Sounds kind of silly, but...
No, it doesn't, Fred. It doesn't sound silly at all.
Thankful for that we are able to appreciate and to sit around and set aside a day for more or less commemorating what we do have. And the very fact that we have the facility to recognize that we should set aside a day, call it Thanksgiving, and go from there, we're blessed with the mental ability that we can call it Thanksgiving and bend our head a little bit, and no matter what religion we profess to follow, etc., then we can sit back and say to ourselves, well, we have such and such a blessing, and for this we should be thankful. Just by the very fact that we call ourselves thankful and realize that there is something or someone to which we should be thankful, I'm just thankful for that very fact itself.
The very fact that there's an awareness that we are a very lucky nation, I think is what you're basically saying to me. And that the human being can stop and say thank you and realize how lucky he is, and is in itself something to be thankful for. Fred, I want to thank you for calling Night Call, and I apologize for the poor connection tonight. Good night, sir.
Let me make just one more statement. I'm thankful for the fact that I can stand here in Baltimore and I can pick up a phone and I can drop 10 cents in the pay box and I can say to you that my name is Fred Jones and I'm here in Baltimore, Maryland, and you'll take this for me.
Right.
I mean, you know, you will accept this fact and go from there.
Well, you know, Fred,
there's not another country in the world in which you can do the same thing that you're doing right here at the moment, speaking with somebody you've never heard from before.
Well, you know, Fred, this is the one thing that we talk about a lot. The producer of the show, Stan Nock, and the executive producer, Mr. Nelson Price, and all the people that do the work on the show.
I'm hearing more of your comments back to me over the radio than what I am hearing over the phone here.
Yes, I realize you're on tape delay out in Baltimore, and it's...
it's tying up the lines quite a bit. I can't hear your comments until they're relayed back here, you know.
Yes, right.
Knowing you're originating a good ways away, there's a delay of about, at least 3-4 seconds.
Right, and this is somewhat confusing.
I do want to thank you for letting me make a little statement that we did come out with.
Well, you're more than welcome, Fred, and thank you for calling Night Call. Good night, sir.
Okay, good night from Baltimore.
Fred Jones, a gentleman from Baltimore, Maryland, listening on WBAL. And before Fred gets away from that radio, I want to tell him that one of the reasons that we have Night Call, and I had mentioned that the producer, Stan Nock, and the executive producer, Mr. Nelson Price, and Trafco, and all the people that make Night Call possible, many times we sit down and talk about the show and try and determine, you know, what are we trying to do, what are we trying to say. And basically, we feel that our obligation is to allow people, all people, to express themselves and also to recognize that there are many different points of view in this country and that they should all have a hearing. And also the very fact that one human being will take time out and listen to another human being. This in itself is saying something. And this is what we try to do here in Night Call. We appreciate when the people call, and we hope that you appreciate what we're trying to do. Let's go now to Marion, Indiana, listener on WFBM-FM, Mrs. Anna Davis. Good evening, Mrs. Davis. You're on Night Call. Your comment, ma'am.
I just want to say first, I thank God for such service.
Well, thank you.
Get up at night since I can't rest, can't go to sleep, rather, that I can speak and say, thank God that I'm yet in a land of living. I'm here where I can enjoy myself. I thank him for my family. Then I thank him for my friend. And then I thank him for people like you.
Well, thank you. You know, I thank God that there are people that, like yourself, that we can talk to.
Yes.
And exchange different points of view.
Well,
you know, it may sound corny, but really, it's a great privilege to be allowed to talk to my fellow Americans. And when I first came on the show, I've been born and bred in the Midwest. And I guess I had a Midwesterner's attitude. born and bred in the Midwest.
Yes.
And I guess I had a Midwesterner's attitude. I didn't realize that our country was as large as it is, that the views do differ from area to area, and that people do have different interests. But the very fact that this show has allowed me to grow as a human being, I'm thankful for.
Yes.
Al, I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Yes.
And thank you for your kind comments.
Well, I certainly thank you, and I'll still be praying. And I will be praying, and I hope everybody will pray for our boys in Vietnam.
Yes, ma'am. This is Anna Davis, a lady from Marion, Indiana.
Who reminds us that when we're letting up our prayers tonight, that we might think of our guys in Vietnam. If you'd like to join us here on Night Call tonight, we have an open forum going, and our topic is, Why Are We Thankful? It's very easy to call us. Just dial area code 313-846-6601. Now, gentle people, you may call from anywhere, collect. If you wish, you may make that call station to station, and you may reverse the charges. Our number again, area code 313-846-6601. Our topic, Why Are We Thankful? You're tuned to the Night Call Network.
This is Night Call, where you participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Host Russ Gibb will return in 70 seconds with more Night Call.
Busy America! Busy America! Busy making money, busy buying gadgets, busy keeping up with the you-know-who.
Is that your idea of fulfillment?
Don't you wonder if there's more to life than just that rat race with no finish line? Where do you get the idea you could make it all by yourself? Doesn't it get a little lonely sometimes out on that limb without him? It's a great life, but it could be greater. Why try and go it alone? The blessings you lose may be your own.
The preceding was presented by your Council of Churches. This is Night Call, and here is host, Russ Gibb.
Welcome again to Night Call, gentle people, and our topic tonight is Why Are We Thankful? We might turn that phrase a little bit and really ask, why are you thankful? Or maybe you care to reminisce about some of the old-time Thanksgivings that you've had. I was trying to think back in my memory as to the things that stand out about Thanksgiving to me. I think the excitement of getting ready for church. I think the excitement of hearing Mother down in the kitchen, you know, when we were kids, sort of getting good things ready very early in the morning. And then the relatives arriving, and all the kidding and the joking. And then finally the big dinner, where everybody sits down and just sort of does what comes natural, I guess, to boys anyway, you know, to chow down. And turkey is turkey, and I like it, even though we may be eating it for about a week afterwards. But I like turkey sandwiches. When we get off the air tonight, I think we've got some turkey there. I think some of the guys brought some turkey in. So these are some of the things that I think about when I think about Thanksgiving. What about you? Area code 313-846-6601. Let's go out to Indianapolis, Indiana now. A listener on WFBM, Mrs. Zira Miller. Good evening, Mrs. Miller. You're on Night Call.
Your comment, please. Mrs. Miller? Hello? We'll give her a few seconds to run over to the telephone. Mrs. Miller, welcome to Night Call. And maybe Mrs. Miller left the telephone. Well, let's go out to Montana now. Gentleman who's listening in Butte, Montana, on KBOW, Mr. Joe Badoon. Hello, Joe. You're on Night Call. Your comment, please.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
phone, sir, and I can barely hear you.
Right, I understand that this is one of the problems tonight. Well, you know, you take a deep breath and you make the best of it. Thank you for your comments, and thank you for calling Night Call.
Like I say, thanks again for what you're doing.
You're very kind, and happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
Good night.
Good night, Joe. Mr. Joe Badum from Butte, Montana, listening on KBOW. Mrs. Miller from Indianapolis, Indiana, is back on the line. She's listening on WFBM, so let's go right now to Mrs. Zira Miller. Good evening, and welcome to Night Call, ma'am.
Why, how are you tonight?
Real fine. I'm sorry we didn't connect up there just a few minutes ago.
I'm hard hearing you, but if you will hold, don't close up on me.
Well, we're not going to close up on you.
Okay.
Your comment.
Well, you know, I'm just so thankful. I was going to say I'm just so thankful that we can have freedom to serve God as we choose, you know, to serve God and to pray and to have faith in God and to all of the things that the other people don't have in the war-torn country. And I'm so thankful that all of this many years of war, since I was a child, a number of years ago when my brother first went to World War I, can remember I was just a little child at that time, but all of this many years we haven't had war on American soil, and you know, there's just so many things that we can be thankful for. And I'm just so thankful to God that we can go to our many churches and we can pray and praise God the way we desire without having someone over us, to, you know, telling us that we can't serve God like this. And, well, it's just, and then we can have freedom of speech and we can have our families and we don't have to and run from one place like Germany. You know, you've got people in the West and Germany, and they can't go back and forth. I think so many times about those people. And I think we're blessed. And it's enough to be thankful for. And not only that, we have so many more things.
Well, Mrs. Miller, I want to thank you for your comments.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling Night Call.
Thank you.
And happy Thanksgiving to you. You're more than welcome, ma'am. Mrs. Zira Miller, a lady from Indianapolis, Indiana, listening on WFBN. Lady who reminds us that we're lucky that our country is not divvied up, as it were, with walls. We may have some walls, I think, in the United States, but I don't think they're made out of mortar. I think our walls are walls of misunderstanding, and I think most of us are trying to get over those walls. I guess we could call it the wall of prejudice. But I think there are many of these walls that we have, but we're trying. And that's the main thing. Let's go out to Denver, Colorado now. A listener on KTLN, Mrs. Glenna Nipper. Good evening, Mrs. Nipper. You're on night call. Your comment, please. Mrs. Nipper, you mentioned, was it Opportunity School?
Uh-huh.
What is the Opportunity School?
Well, it's with the Denver Public Schools now, but you can take all sorts of trades and day and night school. It goes all year round, but the school has gotten so large that they have branch schools in some of the high schools now. You can take courses. Almost anything or trade that you would like to learn about. And it's very unusual thing and very wonderful, I think.
Well, it sounds like an interesting school that they have going in Denver there. I want to thank you, Mrs. Nipper, for calling Night Call.
Thank you very much.
We've enjoyed having you here.
Thank you.
Bye. This is Glenna Nipper, a lady from Denver, Colorado, listening on KTLN. Let's go out to Billings, Montana. Listen on KGHL, Mr. Sylvester Treadwell. Good evening, Mr. Treadwell. You're on night call. Your comments, sir.
Hello, Rex. Can you hear me?
Well, honest to goodness, not too well, but you speak up and we'll try.
Oh, Rex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is, it's 4 minutes to 12 now out here, and as you go west, your time gets an hour earlier.
Right.
And I am very thankful for the many things that we do have here. In America, first of all, I'm thankful that I was born in America. I'm thankful that we have all the blessings that God has given us, and we can use them according to the way that He gives us the power to use them with the intelligence. And I'm thankful for the freedom of religion and everything else that goes with it. And I want to thank you, and I listen to your program regularly.
Mr. Treadwell? Sir? Are you still there? Well, I guess the gentleman hung up. I want to thank him for calling night call, Mr. Sylvester Treadwell, the gentleman from Billings, Montana, listening on KGHL. And we're talking tonight on why we are thankful. And I think basically, as I look back over the call, and we've had quite a few callers tonight, even with the bad telephone, I think basically they have said to us, they're thankful for living in America. I think maybe more of us should take time. Maybe every day we should take a few minutes and be thankful for this country of ours. Sure, we're not perfect, but I think we're trying, and I think this is what makes America great. The very fact that we do allow people that have opinions that are different from ours. The very fact that a guy can disagree with me, and yet we don't have to go fight it out with our fists or shoot at one another. These are the things that make America great. And we have time for one more caller, so let's go to Mrs. Aldrin, and she's listening in Marion, Indiana, on WFBM. Good evening, ma'am. Speak right up. You're on night call.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Alderton.
I'm sorry?
Mrs. Alderton?
Yes, ma'am.
I certainly am very, very thankful. Program I picked up tonight. I'm one of these, I can't sleep part of the time, but it's hard to find good things on the radio. But I've turned in tonight, I think, for the first time I've had it. But I'm thankful to the Church Federation and sponsoring it, because I'm the widow of a minister. We lived there in Indianapolis 7 years, Belmont, for very interesting to see, and certainly tonight I want to express thanks for a friend, and because I'm a widow now, and don't have any family, and friends, and radio, and all these good things, and I'm so thankful for the church that we just have the freedom of worship and can win out of our church. But when we're kind of put on the sideline, I have a physical that's handicapped, and I don't always get to go to church, but the radio means much when you get good programs like this.
Well, thank you. You're very kind, ma'am. And I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, ma'am. A lady from Marion, Indiana.
Listening on WFBM. Well, our topic tonight was why are we thankful? And I hope that maybe the show has made some of us reflect just a moment on why we are thankful. Let's see now. Tomorrow night on Night Call, our guest, comedian Mr. Shelley Berman. And our topic, what's wrong with people? Until then, this is Gib wishing you good luck and Godspeed.
Night Call is produced by the Methodist Church in cooperation with the National Council of Churches and this radio station as a radio forum dedicated to the frank discussion of vital issues of daily life. Night Call encourages its participants to express freely and responsibly their own personal opinions.